Okay, stimmen wir da um Sudoku. Gut, wie du da Also, wir sehen, wie heute, du kannst das Spiel von Tom und Hoff und Anni Lottes Leben viel Freude. You have to be very careful to give a Tom and Chacham with an Ani, which seems to be the two go hand in hand. Right? Most, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg, but it seems like from the Gemaras, if you're an Ani, you got a chance to become a Tom and Chacham. If you're not an Ani, then there's way too many distractions, and then you don't become a Tom and Chacham. That's basically what the Gemara seems to say. And when they write to the Kabbalah, let's say that the Talmud doesn't want to be Makabal, which is also fairly common. Nisaska Nisfa Le we're bidden to give him Sfayr. So Michael Le Sfayr, you sell him items for cheap, the kind of amount of Sfayr, and you buy his stuff from him for more money. In your day, Lusazi de and if the Talmud knows how to deal with business, then lend him money so he could be able to do business. Or sends a fund of welfare. Anybody who gives malai is like product. You give product to a Talmud Chacham. Zayik of Yosef Yeshiva Shomala, and then you'll be zayik to sit in the Yeshiva Shomalas. All the Neviim, all the Neviim send the ruah. About the, somebody who does business for a Talmud Chacham, Masi Bitul Talmud Chacham, and somebody who marries off his daughter to Talmud Chacham, right? Meaning, so basically, I don't know what exactly what that means. Kol Navi. That's, I mean, they said all sorts of nevuahs. It wasn't only about this. I guess I'm not sure. The point is that it's a big thing to help out a Talmud Chacham, and if he doesn't want to take Tadasa, then at least help him out business-wise, etc. So this whole taina that people have that they don't want to give business to Yidden, that's if the Yidden's not a Talmud Chacham. If he is a Talmud Chacham, then he says here straight. It's what I was saying that you should pay more money because of Talmud Chacham. A person should stay far away from Tzedakah, and he should rather keep himself in pain, right? To lay it starach lebrius, he shouldn't come out to tzedakah. The pain people to command of Yehonah Rasha, say Shabbat Petovah, to starach lebrius, make your Shabbos into weekday and don't need lebrius. Even if he's a Amat Chacham who's mefubin, and he becomes poor, Yasek ber munasa, homeless, I'm sorry, he should be Isaac in business, but he was homeless in Yehonah, and even in a that's disgusting by it starts with Brius and it should not be. He didn't come out to Brius. Well, so when you say it, even a Chacham, it's interesting because in Yud Aleph, when we just the previous halacha, he said if the Talmud Chacham doesn't want to take tzedakah, well, that's exactly what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to take tzedakah, right? That's what it says love. Right? So you can even do a meaning a person instead of taking tzedakah should rather even be Isaac in a omnis that's disgusting. I always find it. I'm texting a lot, so why don't I just pump gas? I could pump gas and text with one hand and pump gas with the other. No, why not? Might make a few dollars. Why not? That's what he says to do. No, nobody's masking for that. Okay, I don't know. Any other one-handed jobs I could do? I could become an English
I don't
teacher.
understand what you're saying, meaning you should stop texting.
No, if I'm texting anyways, I might as well get paid. How am I going to get paid? I'll pump gas.
Sit on a computer and sell stocks.
No, that's insane.
Harmonica.
I don't know. This is selling stocks is not a bother, especially if it's me. If it's me dealing with this, right? But pumping gas is pretty much a no-brainer. I'll make some money.
So you can't find a job pumping gas if it's all self-service.
That's true. That's true. Especially you bring a Tesla to pump gas. That got to be some sort of steerer with that, right? Anyways, okay. Tzai. Komi shen etzarach lito me tzedakah. Let's say somebody who doesn't need to take tzedakah. Merama es abrius. and he fools the Brios. He fools the night and it takes Amen Mace as he started for Brios. He will not die until he will end up meeting Brios. Meaning, so if you want to try and take shortcuts, you're not going to, I mean, somebody last week, I couldn't believe this question. Somebody last week said that her school is overpaying her. Does she have to meet from school? I'm assuming she went there from school. It wasn't from school, right? They're overpaying her. So does she have to go say something to them? What kind of question is that?
My wife, I just deposited a Hanukkah check for one of my kids. My wife did. And the bank double deposited it.
Okay, but that's the bank. This is the yeshiva.
But my wife said, of course she said something. She told them she's not going to not say something.
All right, okay, but that's a different story. That's a different story. Maybe you could say it's a guy made a mistake. This is a yiddish yeshiva. You think, even if you want to, I mean, you didn't do shtick, but if you think you're not going to, the kids are saying, if you pull shtick with this stuff, it's going to come back to bite you. I'd homie should start with Kalito, and anybody who needs to take Tilon, but any of Olympias, Elim can you tell, and he's not going to live unless he takes Gun Zakin or Chayla. He's an elder of Chayla or Bal Yisurin, and he has a lot of Yisurin, Omega's dietary pain and night, and he has a big gaiva, right? And he doesn't take a razor shayfish to Amun Moschai Benatros. He's a murderer, he's considered a murderer, and he's Chayim Misa. Bain Loy Betzare El Avonis of Chatoim. And he's going to get nothing from his pain. Meaning, if he says, well, I don't want to take tzedakah because I'd rather have all this pain. And, you know, you have pain in this world. And your next world is going to be better, et cetera, et cetera. The kids are saying, no, he's not. That pain is self-inflicted and you get no stop. All right? Which, again, there's so tons of stories we could dial in and they didn't do this and et cetera, et cetera. So it's very hard to gauge exactly when you implement these things, when you don't implement these things. And the point is, he's saying, if you take when you don't need, or if you don't take when you do need, you're both wrong. So how do you understand this next line? For somebody who needs to take, and he causes himself pain, and he pushes himself, and he lives a life of tsar, in order that he shouldn't come on to the people, then he's not going to die until he ends up with the money and he ends up being the one giving tzedakah. Right? So, how do you understand these two sentences? Before he just said, you have to come on with tzedakah and you're a murderer if you don't. And here he's saying, don't come on to tzedakah. I think the difference is in the first case, the reason why you don't want to take your tzedakah is because of gaiva. But the reason you don't want to take it is because of gaiva, like, oh, me, I should take tzedakah, then that's incorrect. But the reason why you're not taking it is not because of gaiva. You really would take it. But if you'd rather live a life of pain and coming on to the public, then that's considered praiseworthy. Okay, it's not not so easy to understand all the differences here. Yeah. It's a different sugya. Well, we'll get to that. That's a different sugya. So we'll get it. You have to take care of it. He's asking, but what it's easier to do business with the guy? Does that get taken into account? Yes, it does get taken into account. Okay, Simen Lamed Hey Hilchas Chalav. Oh boy, Tes Sifim. So we go from one of the most common shilas that gets asked, which is Maisa shilas, to the next most common, which is Afroshas Chalav. Well, they're very high up on the amount of shilas that get asked. Yeah. So Isa Mechamishas Minadog and Dough from the five grains Hayevet Chala is Hayev in Chala. That's where the word Chala comes from. Chala means to separate chalas. But anything made from the five grains, it's chayav to be separated. And some add lahafish chala minaisa. The nitin kezayis minaisa, you take a kezayis from the dough. That's not a specific shear. I mean, you should try and do a kezayis, but it's not ma'akiv either way. But sarfen oisa be'eshim, we're supposed to burn him in fire. That's a common question. What do I do with the challah? The afrosh is challah. So with patkila, you're supposed to burn it right away. If But if you can, you put it in the freezer. So some people save it for the Pesach, and then people call it and say, I have an entire freezer full of HaFreshet Chal. What am I going to do with it? That's a B'di'eved, B'shas HaTchak, you could throw it out in the garbage. A minig will start with the Tana Sheyotzif Shamas Alechem, and the minig is to burn it in the Tana that they bake the bread in it. Right? It's not, they don't put it in the place that you bake the bread. What it means is that they put it into the fires. Right? That you don't put it straight in the oven. So when people put it challah into their own oven or burn it on the stovetop, you have to make sure you put it on foil. Because the hafrosh challah piece is straight iser. It's like taking tray and cooking it in your oven without any foil. That nobody would do. Right? So the same hafrosh challah, you gotta do the same thing. Fine base. How much dough do you need in order to be required to separate challah? If it's made from 5 quarters of a flour, that's the equivalent of 43 eggs and a fifth. Right? Yeah, if I'm a clum egg mother, then I had a calculator. A baker has to take off more. This is for a private person. Fine. Gimel, I'm not showing the Pesach. So matzah, you bake on Pesach. I'm keep the whole east of the fiance, lo yeh shir challah. Even though in every dough itself, there's no shir challah. We come up on kimen shemenifan, I said, kli echad. Since you put it into one kli, ha kli mitzarfan, the kli combines it all, v'chayav 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 v'chayav. Right, it's also comes up a lot when somebody's baking multiple batches of challah, and you want to take off one HaFreshes challah. So if you put them all into one basket, then that even though they were individual batches that were less than the shear, the basket combines up to the shear. But all the matzah has to be in the kli. That's the way they take off matzah by matzah baking. They don't take it off the shear. Probably should the matzah the even though some of the matzah sticks out of the box. Down came and started to open it from it. Our in matzahs, flame was from an office wrap, and now we're going to start to clean. But if full matzahs are above the clean, then they're not inside, any of the servers, they don't come on. If you refuse to ice in the matzah, why not handle it? And even if you cover them with clothes, it doesn't help. I've eliminated the matzahs to sell them, but if you put the matzahs in a sagan, in a sheet, in a chasai, some gamkin in a sagan, and you cover them, then the sadan is looked at like a flea, but someone it combines of Amsterdam, even though in the middle, when in between the top and the bottom, this it sticks out. Like these are so matzah puts the kisa, you gotta be careful that you should not have an entire matzah coming out of the cover. That's another way to do it. If you have multiple batches of matzah of challah or dough, and you want to be able to bapish challah, so what you do is you put it and you wrap it around. Dalits. There are some nothing in the Isa because they lachamets for Isa acheres. So take sourdough, and you take from dough because they lachamets for Isa acheres. Right, the good old sourdough strategy. So you're taking the starter, and you keep taking off. Even week of koydim from a piece of challah, you need to take off the challah before you separate challah. Meaning, you got to keep redoing the afreshos challah. Right, I will saar should not the comments been mashkish and barsh. But if you take it, that's saar, would be machametz this liquid that's called barsh. Right, three hundred on the stomach. Only the old clever know this. Three hundred the after shofushet chal. You need to take it after the afreshes chal. Right. Meaning the reason is because by the when you're making other chalas. So, what do you say? You have to take it because you got to make up, you have to take a fresh challah before you're going to go put into a new mixture. Right? Because if you don't take it on the new mixture, then it means the original mixture never had a fresh challah taken off of it. But by borscht, you take it afterwards because once it goes into liquid, liquid's not fire, it's going to take off challah. So that's the difference. If you're putting it into other challah, so you take it out before you separate challah. But by borscht, you take it after. L'achar Pesach. Course, because you make it's like bitter. What do you beets, right? I don't know. It's beets. It's beet soup. I never heard. I don't know how you make borscht. I don't know. I never ate borscht. I was scared of it. But I guess they put sourdough into it in order to make it sour. I'm assuming. Hey, L'achar Pesach shalei from some and after the comments by Issa. After Pesach, when you take your sourdough from goyim, tzrifin. You have to make sure you take out a little bit more of fresh challah than it was the sourdough. Now, a goy's dough, you don't have to take off fresh challah. You know what are all those things? Par baked bread. There's a dough, par baked dough, whatever you take it from. That doesn't mean a fresh challah because it was owned by a goy. So we're saying, so okay, whatever the technical point is, you have to make sure you take off a little bit more challah once it becomes yours. Fine. Somebody takes off dough in order to cook it, what? Because it grows. That's no, besides for that, there's another reason. Because basically, you don't know when once you mix it in with your dough, you don't know where which part of the dough is the guy's, which doesn't need, and which part is yours. So, because you're stopping, you want to take off more. That's basically what it is. Okay, this one was Negea to Chanukah. Now that it's not Chanukah, if you make dough in order to cook it or to fry it, like donuts, right? You take off challah without a bracha. Because it's only baked that requires a fresh challah, not cooked and not fried. But if you're going to bake a little bit of it, even a small amount, then you make challah with. So that's what we tell people that are making lots of donuts. If you want to, you have to take off challah. But if you want to get a bracha, then bake one donut. And right, if you bake that one donut, then you would make kafrosh challah with a bracha. It doesn't. You don't need a shear to be baked. You just need to. I'll say these are all. Doesn't mean you're not getting the mitzvah. A lot of women ask, like, "Oh, I'm taking all these things out of challah, so I'm taking it all without a bracha." Then they don't daven with all their tefillahs for challah. They think they're not really getting the mitzvah. It's the opposite. They're still getting the mitzvah. They're just not making the bracha. Because it's a suffix bracha. We don't want you to make a suffix bracha. It doesn't mean you're not getting the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, you're getting the mitzvah. Right? Obviously, according to the opinion that says it doesn't need challah, then there's no mitzvah. But the point is, we paskin that you do need a Rosh Hashanah in all these cases. It just don't make the bracha because of those other opinions. Zayin and Reisa Milash for Beisim. Let's say the dough gets kneaded with eggs. Oy Bashar Me Peres. Or other meperis, yesh by kamas fakers. And you have all sorts of fakers, whether it's five and hollow. The lapin sorof la arab be isa bashas lisha ksasnayim. Therefore, you need to mix in the dough at the time of the kneading a little bit of water, a hollow of milk, a dvash gvarim, or honey, a yayin or wine, a shemen zayas, the ozma fish and then a hollow of bracha, because then you separate hollow with a bracha. I mean, it has to be from the seven liquids. Then you have to eat. As long as you have a little bit of water or milk or honey or wine or olives, olive oil, then you take with the bracha. But if you just have eggs and fruit juice, I think there's not really any game because nobody ever just cooks with straight fruit juice without water being mixed in. But as long as you have any of those liquids mixed in, then you don't have any shiloh. Okay, we will stop it there. Everybody should have a fine night. Fruit starters.